Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving into Colleen Hoover's Regretting You, a hashtag one Wall Street Journal bestseller that promises a deeply emotional and intricate journey. We've taken a fantastic study guide, distilling the core plot, characters, themes of this 2019 adult novel. Our mission for you isn't just to recap the story, but to really dig into those surprising insights and powerful narrative choices that make this book resonate so profoundly, especially around, the complexities of family.
And what's truly fascinating here, I think, beyond just the plot, is how Hoover masterfully uses those alternating perspectives, to explore the intense, often fraught mother-daughter relationship between Morgan and Clara. She weaves in these powerful themes: grief, first love, the ripple effects of past choices, giving us this really multi-layered look at how history isn't just past, but constantly echoing into the present. We'll be looking at how that technique specifically deepens our understanding of their individual struggles
Right on.
and, their eventual path towards healing.
Absolutely, yes. So get ready to discover how Hoover constructs a world where one family navigates not just betrayal and secrets, but also unexpected connections, all when their carefully constructed lives are suddenly and, irrevocably shattered. We're going to explore what makes this particular story so impactful and maybe what it says about the nature of regret and forgiveness. Right, so at its heart, Regretting You is the turbulent saga of Morgan Grant and her teenage daughter, Clara. But to really get their present situation and the deep-seated issues defining their relationship, we absolutely have to rewind a bit. Set the stage.
Indeed. Yeah, the narrative actually kicks off 17 years before the main events. We meet a 17-year-old Morgan, and she's pregnant with Chris's child. Her sister, Jenny, and Jenny's boyfriend, Jonah, they're also right there, central figures in this early part. And our sources highlight something pretty significant. Morgan felt this silent, almost intuitive bond with Jonah. She sensed a maturity in him that was like a sharp contrast to Chris and Jenny's more reckless behavior, alcohol, drugs. This detail, this quiet connection with Jonah, her unvoiced feelings, it's actually really powerful foreshadowing. It lays the groundwork for so many of the complicated relationships and, regrets that come later.
That's a crucial point, that subtle setup of unspoken feelings. Okay, so fast forward those 17 years and we meet 16-year-old Clara. Her story starts with what seems like a pretty innocent encounter. She meets a classmate, Miller Adams, ends up giving him a ride home when he's stranded. It's that kind of charming, slightly awkward start to a first love story. Seems simple enough.
And right away, this is where the past immediately casts its shadow. At a family dinner, Chris, who's now Morgan's husband, he really shows his controlling side. He forbids Clara from seeing Miller and actively discourages her dreams of acting. This isn't just, normal parental concern. It feels like more. There's this palpable tension, this desire for control that seems rooted in something deeper, something maybe about his life. It clearly isolates Morgan within her own family. At this moment, it immediately raises a critical question for us, for you. How much are parents' past regrets, maybe their unfulfilled dreams, or even their own perceived failures, shaping their children's present decisions and aspirations? Is Morgan letting Chris's bitterness or maybe even her own past sacrifices dictate Clara's future?
That is a powerful question to think about. That idea of a cycle. Morgan put her own dreams aside for motherhood, right? So maybe she's sort of implicitly allowing Chris to project his disappointments onto Clara. But amidst all this tension, we do get a glimpse of something sweet. Almost poignant, a shared tradition. Morgan and Clara create a birthday vision board together, and Morgan's goal on her board, to find her passion. This detail, it isn't just fluff, it's a really strong symbolic anchor. It shows Morgan's sort of arrested development, her own unfulfilled desires, that quiet yearning for something more beyond just being a wife and mother. Hoover's showing us her internal struggle here, not just telling us, which is, key to her character, right?
Exactly. That vision board,
Yeah.
it almost becomes like the character itself, doesn't it?
Yes.
A silent counterpoint to her life, highlighting the sacrifices she made. It's a subtle way Hoover grounds Morgan's deep-seated dissatisfaction. It really sets her up for a profound journey of self-discovery later in the book.
And from that sort of simmering domestic tension, the story just plunges into devastation. The groundwork has been laid, but the real turning point comes next. A devastating event that just shatters everything. Morgan gets that phone call nobody ever wants. Chris has been in a car accident, but the shock isn't just Chris. It's the gut-wrenching, unthinkable revelation that Jenny, Morgan's sister, was also in the car. It's a double blow, a one-two punch that just completely upends Morgan's world.
Yeah, this is a moment where Hoover really ramps up the emotional impact. Unforeseen tragedy. Joan and Morgan rush to the hospital, and they're desperately trying to piece together why. Why were Chris and Jenny driving together? They quickly find out Jenny lied about going to work, which immediately plants those seeds of suspicion. and trying to shield Clara, they initially hold back the full truth. They tell her Jenny just picked Chris up after a flat tire. You know, a plausible lie. And the doctor confirms the horrific news. Chris and Jenny are both dead. That choice to shield Clara, even with good intentions, it immediately creates these layers of emotional complexity. It sets up future conflicts because we, the audience, and Morgan already suspect there's more to it.
And Clara, of course, is just utterly devastated. She internalizes the blame, thinking her text to Jenny distracted her right before the crash. It's just a gut-wrenching moment. Profound grief mixed with this crushing guilt. Miller attends the funeral, offering a small, quiet comfort. They even smoke marijuana together. It's a desperate, raw attempt for Clara to just cope.
Right.
With the overwhelming pain and confusion, Huber really captures that chaotic, desperate state of a teenager dealing with loss.
Right. And while Clara grapples with this very personal, self-blaming grief, Morgan just can't shake her suspicions about Chris and Jenny. This isn't just warning for her. It's this deep, unsettling intuition that something was wrong. Jonah, equally driven by his own distress and, you know, unanswered questions, tracks Chris's car, finds it at a local hotel. Together, he and Morgan go to the hotel. They find lingerie in the car. And the devastating truth of the affair just crashes down on them. This moment is so critical because it introduces this profound complication to grief. It raises that important question about the layers of grief and betrayal, doesn't it? What happens when the person you're mourning is also the person who profoundly betrayed you? Hoover forces her characters, and us, really, to confront that uncomfortable truth, that love and resentment, grief and anger, they can exist all at the same time. It profoundly complicates the grieving process, the path to any kind of closure.
That's a staggering blow, isn't it? The person you're mourning also betrayed you. How does Hoover manage that? That incredible complexity of grief mixed with betrayal, particularly for Morgan and Jonah. Is there like a specific scene or internal thought that really shows this dual pain and how it shapes what they do next?
Hoover uses Morgan's internal thoughts really effectively.
Yeah.
And that shared, almost wordless understanding between Morgan and Jonah. It's not just anger. It's like a total reevaluation of their entire past with Chris and Jenny. Their grief isn't pure anymore. It's tainted, recontextualized by this betrayal. They're mourning the people they thought they knew while also grappling with the reality of who they actually were. And this creates this unique, intense bond between Morgan and Jonah, forged in shared trauma and betrayal. It pushes them to question everything they once believed.
And the twists just keep coming, piling on the emotional weights, relentless. As if the affair wasn't enough, Hoover delivers another gut punch. Morgan starts to suspect Chris, not Jonah, is actually Elijah's father, Elijah being Jenny and Jonah's son. Now, for anyone reading, this twist fundamentally reconfigures Morgan's entire understanding of her past, her whole family's foundation. How does Hoover use this suspicion? Is it just shock value, or does it do more? Does it challenge Morgan's deep-seated beliefs about her life, her choices? Does it destabilize her reality even further?
Oh, this paternity question is like an earthquake under the whole narrative.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hoover uses it to completely dismantle Morgan's perception of her own history. It forces her to reevaluate every choice, every relationship, every sacrifice she ever made. It's a psychological blow that goes way beyond the affair. It questions the very lineage of her family, the truth of her earliest decisions as a young woman. This uncertainty is incredibly powerful because it makes Morgan question her own identity, where she truly belongs. And it's what drives Jonah's distress to the point where he briefly abandons Elijah with Merkin. It highlights how these revelations aren't just internal struggles. They have immediate, tangible impacts on the whole family structure.
Right. So the family is absolutely reeling. Death, shocking betrayals, tearing apart their past. And amidst this wreckage, new relationships start to bloom, but not without their own serious complications and friction. Clara, finding it harder and harder to deal with the emotional turmoil and the fights with her mother. She finds solace and connection by getting closer to Miller.
Yeah, Miller's role here is really crucial. He breaks up with his girlfriend, which signals his commitment to Clara, and they finally share their first kiss. What's particularly poignant, I think, is that Miller admits he's actually had a crush on Clara for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't just some rebound romance born purely out of grief, right? It adds this layer of sweet yet complicated, genuine, long-standing affection to their story, right in the middle of all the chaos. Hoover uses this detail to ground their relationship, make it feel more significant, more authentic. He becomes a source of stability for Clara when everything else in her life is just crumbling.
Meanwhile, you've got Morgan and Jonah, bonded by the shared grief, the affair, the deep scars of Chris and Jenny's betrayal. They're grappling with this immense burden. What do we tell Clara and Elijah? Morgan, still operating from that place of fierce protection, insists on hiding the full truth about the affair from Clara. And this decision, as our sources suggest, isn't just random. It's deeply rooted in her own past. She recalls her early attraction to Jonah, that profound sadness she felt when he left abruptly years ago, especially after she told him she was pregnant with Chris's child. Her history of making sacrifices, feeling the sting of those unfulfilled connections, it clearly informs her choices now about treating to shield her daughter.
And this is such a powerful look at the burden of secrets, isn't it? Even secrets kept with good intentions. Jonah finds Jenny's revealing letters to Chris, but Morgan hides them, puts off the inevitable confrontation with the full truth, their shared commiseration about Chris and Jenny's betrayal. I mean, they even destroy a painting Jenny gave Chris. It's this symbolic act, severing ties. It brings them undeniably closer. It's raw, visceral, almost leads to a kiss, but Clara walks in and interrupts. The suppressed feelings between Morgan and Jonah are just undeniable. A powerful, slow-burning undercurrent, constantly pushing against the boundaries of grief and loyalty.
And as you might expect, all these hidden truths, suppressed emotions, they create an absolute powder keg. The tension between Morgan and Clara just reaches a boiling point, especially as Morgan starts avoiding Jonah's calls and Clara and Miller become more public as a couple. The family is just spiraling, ready to explode.
The catalyst for a major shift comes when Elijah gets sick. It brings Jonah and Morgan back together. They have dinner, and Morgan finally confronts Jonah about his brief relationship with Jenny way back when. And he in turn makes this confession that just reshapes their whole shared history. He admits he slept with Jenny purely out of jealousy over Morgan and Chris's relationship, revealing this deep-seated, long-term affection for Morgan he'd held onto for years. This is such a pivotal moment, this raw vulnerability. It leads to their first real kiss, finally acknowledging years of unspoken history, undeniable feelings. Hoover uses this not just as a romance turning point, but as an act of truth-telling that starts to dismantle the wall of secrets they've both been living behind.
And then, in just perfectly dramatic, heartbreaking fashion, Clara walks in on them. Right then. She completely misinterprets what she sees. She thinks Morgan and Jonah have been having an affair since before Chris and Jenny died. It's just catastrophic. Shatters her trust completely. And in this defiant, heartbroken reaction, Clara calls Miller to her room and initiates sex. But Miller stops. He's angered that Clara is clearly using him to hurt her mother. It's an incredibly raw, painful moment for both of them. Highlights Clara's immaturity, the emotional fallout. But also, surprisingly, Miller's maturity and his moral compass in that moment.
Yeah, Clara's 17th birthday then becomes the ultimate culmination of all this built-up tension and pain. Morgan finds Miller in Clara's bed, leads to another massive argument, pushes their relationship right to the breaking point. Clara, distressed, lashing out, smashes her phone in Jonah's class. But here, Hoover gives us a crucial moment of contrast. Jonah offers comfort, not punishment. It highlights his unique understanding, his compassion for Clara's deep pain. Later, at her own birthday dinner, Clara antagonizes Morgan, deliberately pushes her mother away. It's tragic, emotionally charged, a family just tearing itself apart. Every action is either a cry for help or just deep hurt.
Right in the middle of this family storm, Morgan, now raw with her own emotions, finally spilling over. She seeks out Jonah, confesses her long-held feelings, and they have passionate sex. It further cements that deeply forged bond between them. Jonah, ever the protector, promises to keep Elijah's true paternity a secret. To shield Clara from more pain, Morgan comes home, finds Clara and her friend Lexi drunk, and as she's caring for Clara, her daughter, in this drunken, vulnerable state, Clara expresses the profound guilt she feels about texting Jenny during the accident. It's this quiet, vulnerable moment that starts to crack open the huge wall that's grown between them. It hints at a path to reconciliation.
That quiet moment is absolutely crucial. Yes, it's the first real chink in Clara's armor, revealing the deep-seated guilt she's been carrying. The next day, during their cherished birthday board tradition, Clara shares her wishes. She wants Morgan to accept Miller, to support her acting dreams, and most importantly, to always be honest with her. This is the catalyst Morgan needs. Trying to reassure Clara she wasn't responsible for the accident, Morgan is finally pushed to reveal the truth, the long-hidden, devastating truth. Chris and Jenny's affair, it's painful, absolutely, but necessary for healing. The truth is finally out, even though it brings immense immediate pain.
So what does this huge revelation ultimately mean for their family dynamic? How do they move forward? Well, the raw, honest reveal leads to this powerful, profound reconciliation. Morgan drives Clara to Miller's work. He offers her comfort, support after hearing such a shattering confession. Later, mother and daughter properly reconcile at the movie theater. They're finally on the same page, openly discussing the difficult truths that had fractured their lives for so long. Clara even expresses approval of Morgan and Jonah's developing relationship, a real sign of her acceptance and growth. And Morgan, in this really symbolic act of letting go, she shreds Jenny and Chris's secret letters without ever reading them. This isn't just plot resolution. It's a powerful statement, right? About choosing to move forward, prioritizing healing and a new beginning over dwelling in past hurts, unanswered questions.
That act of shredding the letters is incredibly significant.
Yeah.
It signifies this profound emotional shift for Morgan, choosing not to consume herself with the details of the betrayal, but to protect her peace, her future with Jonah and Clara. It's a powerful moment of closure, not through getting all the answers, but through deliberate, conscious choice.
Okay, so months later, Hoover gives us a glimpse into the future, and it's one filled with hope, new beginnings. Miller and Clara screen their film competition submission for Jonah, Morgan, and friends. It's a moment of triumph, shared joy, celebrating the creative achievements, and crucially, the rebuilding of their family unit, which now very much includes Jonah.
This ending sequence really ties everything together nicely. Miller, in this grand romantic gesture, it speaks volumes about his affection and dedication. He surprises Clara with a montage of clips he secretly filmed over months, all leading up to him asking her to prom. It's a beautiful moment, underscores their deep connection, the sincerity of his feelings, and in a detail that really opens up their future possibilities. We learn Miller's grandfather encourages his film school dreams and even reveals a $250,000 inheritance waiting for him. It shows how external support and opportunities can kind of align when characters make authentic choices. It gives them a clear, hopeful path forward together. It's Hoover's way of saying that despite immense pain, genuine, honest connections can lead to truly fulfilling futures.
It's such a powerful, resonant arc for all the characters, isn't it? From devastating loss, profound betrayal, they ultimately navigate towards finding new paths, new loves, and a deeper, more authentic understanding of themselves and each other. It truly shows how resilience, honesty, and forgiveness can shine through even the darkest times, leading to unexpected beauty. Wow, that truly was a deep dive into Regretting You. We've navigated some complex and raw themes, the gut-wrenching pain of grief, the shattering impact of betrayal that just redefines an entire past, the enduring strength, but also the fragility of mother-daughter bonds, and that journey of first love happening amidst all the chaos. It's a story that powerfully reminds us how profoundly our past shape our presence, and how secrets, even the ones intended to protect, can wreak havoc on those we love most, often delaying necessary healing.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture of Hoover's narrative style, the novel powerfully illustrates that confronting uncomfortable truths, although immensely painful in the short term, is ultimately essential for genuine healing and authentic connection within families. It highlights the true protection often comes not from hiding things, but from courageous honesty, and that finding forgiveness for others, and maybe even more importantly for oneself, is fundamental to moving forward. Hoover really makes you feel the weight of those choices.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Perhaps it's a powerful reminder that beneath every family surface, there are often hidden layers of history, unspoken emotions, unacknowledged regrets, just waiting to be understood. It's a story that really challenges the notion of a straightforward, happily ever after, suggesting instead that the path to true contentment is often anything but simple. It requires immense vulnerability and courage. It's a powerful reminder that sometimes the hardest truths really are the most freeing.
Which invites an important question for you to consider, maybe mull over. How do the choices made by one generation reverberate, echo through the lives of the next, even subconsciously? And what kind of courage might it take to break those cycles of regret and misunderstanding to ultimately foster true connection and open communication?
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Colleen Hoover's Regretting You. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep connecting with the stories that shape our understanding of the world.